So welcome to the podcast for the course of studying Africa in the 21st century. I'm Edward Krostelev and I have Willem Jancik here with me, my good friend. Hello, Willem.
Good evening, Ed. Thanks for having me.
We will be discussing different topics today, but the reason that I've called you here is that you, just like myself, have a relation to the continent of Africa. I know what you've been up to. We've been friends for a long time, and therefore I really wanted to dive in to your experience in Ghana, since you have done an internship there with your African studies. And I'm really interested in the topics of youth education and development. Thus, I will be asking you questions in this regard, and you, as much as you want, share your opinion. But first of all, please give me and the listeners an insight into who you are. Just the basics. What did you study? Where does your interest for Africa comes from? And yeah, whatever you want to add.
Yeah, of course. I'm Willem. I did a bachelor's in international relations. Afterwards, I decided to do something else, or at least pursue a different direction by studying environmental sciences, where I got really interested in global sustainability challenges. And when I say global, I actually, for the large part, mean the African continent, because the African continent will undergo 90% of the challenges of the climate crisis. And that's why, as a second master, I wanted to specialize myself in this geographic region by pursuing an African studies master's.
That sounds great. Thank you for sharing. And I can relate. I mean, we have done the same bachelor's, and now I'm doing the same master's that you're about to finish. And inspiration truly is in this perspective for the future, and looking into how Africa will grow, because we all want to see Africa grow. Mm-hmm. It's about time. And this, I have a question for you in regards to youth empowerment in Ghana. Mm-hmm. Could you just describe the landscape for me and add your personal experience and touch to it?
The way I gotten to know the African continent is really as a continent of huge potential, because there's so many young people that have the ambition to really contribute to the development of their country. And a lot of youth, they do pursue higher levels of education, something I really didn't know before. The main problem is what comes afterwards. A lot of bright young Africans decide to leave their country, looking for ways to make a better living, because there isn't a lot of opportunity. In this case, in Ghana, where I pursued my research internship. But at the same time, there are new exciting developments that make it more worthwhile for Africans to really stay and start up something new.
And I know that one of the main fields where development is happening is also the field which you've gained your experience in, and this is agriculture. Mm-hmm. Could you make a few statements on what you've observed?
The global diffusion of digital technologies also landed in Western Africa, in my case, where I went. Of course, Africa has the massive challenge of rising populations and also having to deal with the effects of the climate crisis. But it's also, these challenges also bring opportunities. In the field of agriculture, there's a big need to boost productivity, to feed all the mouths of the people. and also reduce the reliance on imports of, for example, fruits and vegetables. And specifically in the fields of greenhouses, a lot of young people are interested in this particular field because it allows them to start a business in a new exciting field and use their skills in IT and digital technologies for the better.
Who is supporting the young people in Ghana? What did you observe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's a general lack of support systems, I would say, in at least coming from the government, for young people to encourage them and incentivize them to move into this field.
Mm.
But at the same time, there are a lot of the older generation farmers that transform into more, that develop their own training centers, for example, because they really feel it as their mission to integrate the youth into this important sector. So that's where the most empowerment comes from the older generation that tries to, on the one hand, transfer their skills and experience to the younger generation, but also sees that they themselves can bring a lot of new insights into the field.
One big struggle we all experience, and the youth in particular at the moment here in Europe, is the war in Ukraine. Now, if we project the war in Ukraine on the African continent and your experience in Ghana, what could you tell me?
Well, yeah. Specifically from the fields where I worked in agriculture, but it translates to the broader society, is that it had a massive impact in Ghana, also on the youth. And it's not talked about a lot in the Western media, but they are the first to really notice the negative effects of the war in terms of supply chains and rising prices. Ghana is relying for 80-90% of their imports of staples, so just the maize, the grains, the rice, on foreign supply, and so these prices have doubled or sometimes even tripled. And while speaking to the local people there, they really see a difference. For example, with the youth going to school, when they now can only have, instead of two or three meals, only one or two meals, and that directly also impacts their ability to perform and focus in school.
True. I mean, obviously, in every crisis, the most vulnerable are affected most. And we know, and I know from my work and the German Children and Youth Foundation, that the youth has suffered throughout the whole of the pandemic, and the youth is suffering now from the consequences of war, in Europe at least. But I'm not surprised that it is also affecting Africa. And as you've rightly described just now, we know that Africa is dependent on the food supplies that are also facilitated by Ukraine, and that the circumstances on a local level change, and they change for the youth drastically. If children and youth can't get a meal, like you've said, then it's a bad start into a day. Thank you, Willem, for being with me today. Thank you for having an answer to all my questions.
Always a pleasure.
And this was it. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.